The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Let's talk about the prosecutor, Nicholas McLeland, filing kidnapping and additional murder charges against Richard Allen, and what that all means in the filing. McLeland arguing that the previously released investigative findings include cause that Mr. Allen kidnapped 14-year-old Libby and 13-year-old Abby by force prior to their murders near the bridge. And in the process, the girls were killed. But with that charge, prosecutors wouldn't necessarily have to prove that Mr. Allen was the one who actually killed the girls. It's kind of confusing. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, well, that what they originally charged him with, you know, in a lot of jurisdictions, they call it felony murder, which is essentially, if during the commission of another felony, in this case, it would be kidnapping. Mm-hmm. If the end result is that the girls are killed because of that kidnapping, he's then guilty of the murder as well as the kidnapping. So that's what originally was charged. But with that charge, they weren't able to bring, he wasn't death penalty eligible. Mm-hmm. So now that he brought basically intentional murder, where he's saying that they're going to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the girls died at Rick Allen's hands, theoretically, it's death penalty eligible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, which is another thing.
Yeah.
Nothing changed factually. Like, yeah, if you look at what was filed, there were no additional facts. Nothing has changed with respect to that.
And the fact that this was filed the exact same time that the Supreme Court hearing was going on. I mean, the timing is not lost, I think, on anyone. It's just like another stick. We're going to jab it in here and see. I mean, what's your take on this? I mean, there's no new evidence for any of this. Did they just not file it correctly the first time? Is this called for to be able to amend these charges at this point? Or is this just keep going down the road of insanity that seems to be happening in Delphi?
I think it's the last thing you said, man.
Yeah.
You know, and the timing of it was certainly strange. You know, I mean, he could have filed that whenever.
Yeah.
In the last 15 months. And
yeah,
he chooses the day that it's in front of the Supreme Court trying to get Baldwin and Rosie back in. And it's one of those things. To me, it felt like a PR move more than anything else. It doesn't really change the effect of the case. If they don't find him guilty on the intentional murder, but they find him guilty on the kidnapping, it's in the exact same place it always was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it really.
But like, how do you have one without the other? You know, on this, like,
yeah,
you kidnapped them, but you didn't kill them because there's no other people involved, you know, right now. So,
right. And it's like that. That's the thing. It's like, but that's the way that law operates. That felony murder law is scary in that sense, because you don't have to prove the murder. You just have to prove the kidnapping. And then if they find him guilty on that under the felony murder rule, he's done for.
Yeah.
For the killing as well. So it's like, It's a much easier case for him to prove, you know, if they can convince the jury that he's Bridge Guy, and Bridge Guy is in fact the one that brought him down the hill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To like, if it was people laying in wait or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they don't even have to have those people on trial. That's what makes it so crazy. To me, it was like I said, it was something that he did to bolster his case. You know, he wanted to get the state back out there, mm-hmm. you know, in the light, like, hey, here we are. Look, we're adding charges. Like, we got this great case against this guy, you know. So to me, it just rang hollow. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like I don't know how it'll play out ultimately because we just don't know the evidence yet. But, you know, maybe the confessions that we haven't heard yet that we've heard so much about, you know, really, you know, got his confidence up in terms of being able to get an intentional murder charge. Who knows? But we'll see how it plays out. But at the end of the day, it's not going to really have much of a legal effect in terms of what's going to happen at trial. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like he's going to be trying the exact same case either way.
Sure.
You know?
The madness doesn't ever end in this case. But
never ends.
My goodness.
And wait till trial, man. I mean, if Gull's sitting on that trial.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's going to be a mess.
Like, there is, like, there's no unringing that bell. Like, they just don't like each other.
No.
You know, I mean, at this point, she doesn't like them. And like personally, it's gotten to the point where it's moved out of the arena of just professionally, I don't like you. It's like personally, I don't like it's taken on a personal air, which is weird and inappropriate, you know, and like it's going to be tough for her to rein that in. Like when she's making rulings and it's going to be tough for the public to not think. When she's denying things left and right, that it's not personal and because of her bias, you know what I'm saying? So it's not a great situation, you know, but I didn't think that the court, I would not be surprised if one of her people that she may know on the Supreme Court maybe put a call in and said, hey, you know, we didn't boot you, but it might not be a bad move if you recused yourself, just saying, you know, and left it at that. Like just made a suggestion, you know, we cut you some slack here, you know, cause we could have taken you off, but we didn't want to do that to you. We didn't want that blight on your record. Mm-hmm. However, you know, you might want to think heavily about doing that. So that's a possibility that something like that's taking place.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.